Lawsuits outside of Humboldt County are influencing the way the planning department reviews use of wells, with additional analysis happening. The new protocol isn't just for cannabis irrigation. It's being applied to all wells, including residential and other agricultural wells. County Planning Director John Ford briefed the Planning Commission on the new way wells are being reviewed at its June 6th meeting.
There have been a couple of different lawsuits outside of Humboldt County that tend to cause us to want to be more conservative and treat wells as potentially discretionary, which would mean that they'd be subject to CEQA. And there is another set of laws related to public trust doctrine. And if wells are taking water that would affect the public trust, which would be surface waters, navigable waterways, then a finding needs to be made that the wells are not damaging the public trust. So under the current circumstances, all wells, whether it be a residential well, an ag well, a well for cannabis, they're all being evaluated for CEQA compliance and also for public trust.
Some commissioners vouched for even greater expansion of well analysis, shown in this exchange between Commissioners Ivor Skavdal and Peggy O'Neill.
You know, I hate to put it's like one more thing on these projects, but I think it would be good for the applicant to actually know the actual capacity of their wells and for us to base storage on a more scientific analysis of the well drawdown and actual pumping capacity when we're setting storage requirements. And I think CDF is often struggling with that same kind of question and being very conservative on the storage requirement because we don't actually know well capacity. So I don't know if that's something that we could look into and see if there's some standards or something that perhaps environmental health could look into or that we could get to help us.
That's exactly
no actual well capacity.
What I totally 100% agree, because my experience with wells is that I don't know how we have so many great wells associated with these projects, because I've probably been involved with, you know, over 20 drillings or more, and never are they consistently great producers.
One thing that won't get analysis is well water quality, as explained by Ford when O'Neill asked about it.
Is treatment required on any of these wells?
We do not have water quality standards within the county right now.
So for a health, from a health standpoint, because I don't know enough about cannabis, I know like you can contaminate lettuce or whatever. So we don't worry about that?
We worry about protecting the resource and the access to the resource. So it's really about protecting the borehole.
What happens after that is somebody else's concern?
Yeah.
There was also discussion about the impacts of a project's well use on neighboring wells. Ford said analysis of that has been ongoing ever since the state's governor issued an executive order requiring it. Also at the meeting, commissioners approved about 2 acres worth of cannabis farming in the Alder Point area, half of it under the county's relocation and remediation program. Permits for about 2 acres of mixed-light cannabis cultivation, a mix of new farming and farming relocated from an environmentally sensitive site, were unanimously approved, along with 10,000 square feet of existing mixed-light cannabis and an 8,000 square foot commercial nursery. The project's water is sourced from a well, but over 800,000 gallons of water storage is included. Power is provided by solar arrays and a backup generator for emergencies, but PG&E power is forthcoming, and the permits disallow the mixed-light cultivation until the grid power is in place. There were no significant issues, and the permits were unanimously approved. At the helm of the farming under the business name Humboldt Heritage Farm Management LLC is Nakona Mendez, who has several active farm licenses in the county. He was described by a representative as a South Fork High School graduate who grew up in Redway. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.